Chapter 10 Tommy. A reminiscence of foolish curiosity concludes with an appraisal of the changing spirits and humors of our heroes as they continue their noble quest. Nikki, our security guy Fred Saunders, and I had been up for 2 days straight, drinking, doing blow, and taking mushrooms. We were somewhere in Texas. The window was open and the wind was making the shade flap around inside the room. Then, all of a sudden, there came a sound. Chug-a-chug-a-chug-a-chug, chug-a-chug-a-chug-a-chug. A train was passing by, dude, and Nikki looked at me. I looked at Nikki, and we didn't even have to speak. We were in this weird, drugged-out state, and our minds were in total synchronicity. Let's go, we both said to each other. Not out loud, but telepathically. Fred read our minds and yelled, No, no, no! But we left him in the fucking dust. We ran down the hallway and into the elevator, trying our best to shake Fred because he would never let it happen. We sprinted through the lobby and across the long, manicured lawn in front of the hotel. We kept running, as fast as we could, until our lungs felt like they would collapse. Fred was a couple hundred yards behind us, yelling, No, you motherfuckers, no! But we kept running until we saw the train, chugging along the tracks in front of us, fast as a bitch. I caught up to it until I was sprinting alongside it. Come on, Nikki, come on, I yelled. He was still panting behind me. I grabbed a small metal handhold near the back of one of the cars, and the train yanked me off my feet. I swung my boots into a step at the bottom of the car, and I was off. Nikki had almost caught up. Come on, dude, come on, I yelled. He dove and caught the bottom of the step I was standing on. The train was dragging him now, with his body squirming and his feet kicking in the dirt. I grabbed his arms and pulled him up to where I was. Oh my god, dude, this is the best, we yelled telepathically at each other. We just hopped our first fucking train. And then, as we saw Fred and the hotel fade into the distance, the excitement wore off. We had no fucking idea where we were going, and we had absolutely no money. The train was picking up speed, chugging faster and faster. We looked at each other, terrified. We had to get off this thing. It didn't seem to have the slightest intention of stopping anytime soon. We couldn't do this. We had a show the next day. Okay, one, two, three, we thought at each other. And at three, we both dove off, tumbling against the rocks on the ground, which left bruises, scrapes, and welts all over our bodies. We followed the train tracks home, finally reaching the hotel as the sun rose. Before the Theater of Pain tour, we never would have let go. We would have let that train take us to the end of the earth if it could. We never used to think about anything before we did it. We'd only think about it when, A, it was too late, or B, someone got hurt. But it wasn't like that anymore after Vince's accident. Something had changed. Sure, we still partied, went crazy, got fucked up, and stuck our dicks in anything. But it wasn't the same. Partying led to addiction. Addiction led to paranoia, and paranoia led to all kinds of stupid mistakes with huge repercussions. Even fucking wasn't the same. Fucking led to marriage, marriage led to divorce, divorce led to alimony, alimony led to poverty. Everything was different after the accident. We became conscious of our own mortality, as human beings and as a band.